God bless you all, and wonderful night. Petri, you just blew me away with your sharing tonight. You know, God inspired me to share on us taking charge of our lives. That we are responsible for our own actions, just like Petri was sharing. You know, we sometimes in our five senses think that we know the right way, we know, you know, what we need to do, and in most situations we do. You know, God wants us to have the knowledge and the wisdom to make certain decisions, but unless we've invited God into our day and we've started our day with him, those five senses can certainly send us off track, and the decisions we make end up being the wrong decisions. And then we start to think, well, where was God in all this? Well, actually, God wasn't there because we didn't invite him in. We didn't say, okay, God, good morning. You know, guide me today. Give me a blessed day. Show me the way. You know, it says narrow is that path, and it is narrow. And when we're in control of our thoughts, and those thoughts are in alignment and harmony with God, we will not fail, because God never made a failure. God didn't make us to be mini robots. You know, we get up, we have our breakfast, we make the bed, we go to the bathroom, we brush our teeth, we wash, we dress, we go to work, we work unto man, who pays us a pittance, and we come home, we have our tea, might watch a bit of telly, and we go to bed. That is a mini robot, and we need to start changing that up. You know, put ourselves in the washing machine, give ourselves a good wash, a good spin, and then really get back in control of our thoughts, our minds with God. You know, it's up to us as individuals to take charge, and it's up to us to make the change. You know, change is hard for some people. They're in this rut of life. They have the fear of the COVID. They have fear of health. They have fear of finances. They have fear of not being good enough. But if your first thought is God and your confession, then you're not going to be a mini robot. If things aren't working out for you, then it's time to make a change. Really make a change. Start changing it up. Don't do things in that same habit pattern. Because see, where habits are formed, there's every door for the adversary. We need to change it up so he doesn't know what we're doing. Only God knows what we're doing, and God will be at the center of everything that we do. Then we will live a successful life. What sidetracks you? Now, this is a question to not just me, but to all of us. In your daily life, what sidetracks you? Is it money? Is it family? Is it your job? Is it the weather? Is it COVID? See, we use all these things to make excuses for our daily living. And in fact, they're the adversary's excuses. He's the one that's thrown them at us. But see, if we use them as excuses, then we've left God out of the picture. Oh, you know, I can't go to work today. I don't feel too well. Or, I'm going to go on the sick because I'm better off with the statutory sick pay. You know, we are really spoiled in this country. You know, in the West, we get free national health. You know, we can go to a doctor and he'll give us some medicine and we don't pay a penny. Well, we just pay for the prescription. Or we could go to hospital, we can have operations that cost hundreds of thousands of pounds. We do not pay a penny. It's free. So we are spoiled. But if these things were to go, where would your mind go? If we didn't have free doctors and free national health and the government giving us handouts, where would you be? Do you rely on the handouts from the government? Or do you work heartily unto God? See, all these things make a habit. And these habits need to be broken. You know, the Word of God says, if you don't work, you don't eat. We don't rely on what the government gives us. We can all say we're a believer, but when the storms really hit, where does your mind go? And it all comes back to what Petrie was sharing about the situations that we are in control of and the decisions we make. It's down to our decisions on a daily basis. Do we get up and think, oh, I can't be bothered today? Then you won't be bothered. You'll make excuses for why you're not doing it. But God said He never made a failure, so you can get up and you can push yourself. It's just what you carry between your ears. You know, the adversary can slide these little thoughts and these little intentions in, but we can say, well, actually, I'm a believer and I'm not giving up, but there's no buts. There is no buts. We really have to start making a change. You know, when Christ comes back, He's not going to listen to the buts. You know, we as individuals will stand before Him as one person. I can't turn around and say, well, actually, it was Lawrence's fault, you know, because he told me to do this and I followed him. I've got Holy Spirit too. And God walks and talks with me. So, you know, I can't put the finger on Lawrence. We have to answer for our actions, guys. We really need to wake up. We really need to start changing those habit patterns. We've really got to get infused with that power of God. We've really got to start to make a change. We really do. So, we don't worry what the finances are. We don't worry about what the family are in putting on us. We don't worry about our jobs. We don't worry, you know, like this week. Yes, it's been hot. Well, I thank God it was hot. Because when it's cold here, it is flipping cold. And I'd rather have the hot. And I'll make the most of that hot. I drink extra water. But thank God, He was with me this week. Gave us beautiful weather. Beautiful weather that I was out there, I wasn't getting wet. And I was out there serving a purpose. And He blessed me. He truly blessed me. But again, it's the mindset. The mindset of where your mind goes. You know, we don't give up. We gotta push. Every day we have to push. We don't want to be reliant on the government. We don't want to be reliant on the National Health Service. It's not going to be there forever, guys. They said that this is the worst recession the UK has ever been in since World War II. Now, that's not of God. That is not of God. That is of the adversary. The adversary is the God of this world, and he can take it away from us. A click of a finger. But God wants to give it back to us quicker than a click of a finger. God wants to give it to you right now. But like Patrice said, it's down to you, guys. Down to you and what you want. We can't just all lay back and think, well, you know, it's going to come. It's going to come. No. We got to get up. Don't be mini robots. Start having a mind of your own. Start thinking for yourself. Let God work within you both to will and to do of His good pleasure. Let's really start making a change. Let's not be mini robots, but let's be God's mighty warriors. You know, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Did Christ sit back and wait for His dole money at the end of the week? I don't think so. You know? Did Christ say, well, I'm not going to heal you, man. Go to the doctor. Free. It's free. No. You know, as I said, we are spoilt here in the West. And like Jason was sharing, you know, he's seen this 8-year-old telling testimonies. It's saw an older lady cycling up the mountain. Well, they didn't do that by their senses. They did that by the power of God.
Amen.
They believed that God was with them. They don't have a free National Health Service. They don't have government handouts. They have to slog their guts for every penny they get over there. I've been there, I've seen it. The men are sat in chairs and the women are digging the roads. You know, the men are sat in chairs gossiping and the women are physically digging, and with baskets on their head, they got the rubble and the bricks. Well, that's a mighty woman of God. You know, Proverbs tells us all about a woman. Well, let's have a quick look, actually. Proverbs 31, but I love it. Anything to praise us women up, I'll tell you. Psalms, Proverbs. Got to put my glasses on. Proverbs 31. He's trying to tell me it's verse 10. Okay. So, who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeketh wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hands. You know, my son come up the other day, and he loves his baseball cap. And the bit of plastic that clips in at the back to keep his hat on had broken off. And he said, "Mum, this is my favourite hat. Can you do anything with it?" So I go upstairs and I come down with my little sewing basket and I start sewing the plastic back into the material. Took me about 5 minutes and he had his hat back on. See? Virtuous woman. We can all do it, guys. We really can. We can all do it. She is like the merchant ships. She bringeth her food from afar. She riseth also while it is yet night, and giveth meat to her household and a portion to her maidens. She considereth a field and buyeth it. With the fruit of her hand she planteth a vineyard. She girdeth her loins with strength and strengtheneth her arms. And this reminds me of those Indians. Those Indian women, you know, the strength. They're so tiny, they're so petite. But the strength that they've got. And that's not physical strength. Their strength comes from God. Everything they do is God first. They're not little robots. But Maya said to me the other day, "Nana, look, little minions." And it's this program and there's all these little minions and they're all like little robots, all doing the same thing, you know, all following one another. And no, God in Christ in us. We are a unique person. We are exceptional. You know, nothing is impossible for us. We don't need the hospitals. We don't need the government handouts. We just need to have that relationship with our Heavenly Father. And when we do that, we will start breaking the habits. The habits that we've had for years need to be broken. And we need to start making different habit patterns. Habit patterns where we go to God every morning. Invite God into our day. Tell God that we are prosperous. Tell God we are healthy. Start changing your confession. Read on. Where are we? She layeth her hands to the spindle and her hands hold the distaff. She stretcheth out her hand to the poor. Yea, she reaches forth her hands to the needy. And here we go. She is not afraid of the snow or the heat wave. For her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. She maketh herself coverings of tapestry, and her clothing is silk and purple. She always has the best. Her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. She maketh fine linen and selleth it, and delivereth girdles unto the merchants. Strength and honour are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children arise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but you guys, have excellest them all. Favor is deceitful, beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. See, we need to live by this. And the guys too. You know, there's certain parts, even though it's addressed to the women, they can take stuff. Strength and honor can be their badge too. You know, they don't need to be afraid of the weather. We just really got to start changing our habit patterns and taking responsibility for the decisions we make and the actions that we take part in. If it's not God first, it's not right. Keep God first, stay on that narrow path, and He will lead and guide you into the path of righteousness. So, good night, God bless.